Imagine this. You've spent a lifetime building a family, career, and home. Now, as age catches up, you face a crucial decision that could significantly impact the rest of your life. Where to live? Many believe the natural, even ideal choice is to move near their children in old age. But what if this seemingly straightforward decision turns out to be a mistake? Recent research suggests that living close to your children in later years may bring unintended consequences. This video will go over 13 reasons why, in old age, living near your children might not be the greatest choice. Join us as we explore the psychological, emotional, and practical implications of this often overlooked decision. Be sure to subscribe to our channel for more on this subject and other thought-provoking debates. Click the like button and leave a comment on living with your kids in old age. Let's discuss aging and relationship complications. Number 1. Loss of autonomy. Autonomy, or self-determination, is a fundamental component of a happy existence, according to Stoic philosophy. To be able to control one's own decisions and behaviors, independent of the influence of other variables, is the ability to exercise self-control. According to Epictetus, the only thing that is truly yours is your will. This is a famous quote. When older people live in close proximity to their children, there is a possibility that their children will become unduly involved in their lives, which will diminish their sense of autonomy toward their children, even if they are not asked for it. Children may provide unasked for advice on a wide range of topics, including daily routines, life choices, and financial matters. The older person may experience a sense of paternalism as a result of this, giving them the impression that they are being treated like a kid and are unable to make their own choices. Moreover, children may take control of certain areas of their parents' lives, such as their financial situation or their medical care, during their childhood. This might result in the older person feeling as though they have little control over their own life, which can lead to a loss of agency when it occurs. Also, having a negative impact on the mental health of the old person is the excessive participation of children in their lives. Additionally, it may result in a loss of self-esteem, feelings of powerlessness, and dependency on others. The confidence that older people have in their own capabilities and their sense of purpose might be damaged when they get the impression that they are unable to make decisions on their own. Elderly people who live in close proximity to their children should maintain open and honest communication with their children regarding their desires and preferences in order to retain their autonomy. In addition, it is essential to establish unambiguous boundaries with relation to their personal space and decision-making. It is essential to keep in mind that it is absolutely okay to respond with a no to requests made by youngsters, even if the requests are made with good intentions. Seeking support from outside sources, such as friends, family members, or professionals, can also be an effective way to ensure that the autonomy of the older person is not taken away. Emotional support, assistance with practical matters, and advocacy are all things that can be provided by supporters. Individuals who are elderly can keep a sense of control over their own lives and live lives that are more rewarding if they possess a grasp of the significance of autonomy and take measures to preserve it. Number 2. Increased stress and anxiety. If an old person lives in close proximity to children, they may experience a great amount of stress and anxiety. The fact that there are disagreements or conflicts inside the family is especially relevant to this point. Maintaining personal boundaries and developing a sense of privacy can be challenging when multiple members of one's family are around at all times. Because of this, one may have sensations of being overpowered, of being invaded, and of emotional anguish. One of the most influential Stoic philosophers, Seneca, made the observation that it is not enough to be a philosopher, one must also live philosophically. Unnecessary stress and anxiety should be avoided at all costs if one wants to achieve and maintain a state of well-being. It may be challenging to accomplish this objective when elderly people are regularly accompanied by members of their own family. It is possible for the stress and anxiety that are connected with living close to children to appear in a variety of ways, including the following. Individuals who are elderly and who place a high importance on peace and quiet may find that the constant bustle and activity that occurs in a family home might be overpowering. Invasion of privacy. People who are elderly may have feelings of invasion of privacy when they are continually surrounded by members of their family. Conflicts and arguments. Older people may experience a large amount of stress and anxiety as a result of disagreements and conflicts that arise between members of their family. Individuals who are elderly may have feelings of pressure to adhere to the expectations and lifestyle choices of their children, which can be anxiety-inducing and distressing for them. In order to alleviate feelings of stress and anxiety, elderly people who live in close proximity to their children should. It is important to establish clear boundaries with relation to their personal space and time. It is important for parents to communicate openly and honestly with their children about their preferences and requirements. Meditation, yoga, and deep breathing are all effective methods for reducing stress, so try some of these. It is recommended that those who are having difficulty coping with stress and anxiety seek support from other sources, such as friends, family members, or experts. It is possible for elderly people to improve their general well-being and live lives that are more meaningful if they gain an understanding of the potential causes of stress and anxiety that are connected with living near youngsters and then take actions to eliminate those sources. Number 3. Limited social circle. The presence of children in your immediate vicinity might be a source of friendship, but it can also restrict your social circle. You run the risk of missing out on opportunities to connect with other people and to develop new relationships if you spend the majority of your time with your family. A negative impact on your mental and emotional well-being may result from this, as it may cause you to experience emotions of isolation and loneliness. As Marcus Aurelius, the final of the five good emperors, stated in his Meditations, the best way to live is to live in such a way that you would not mind dying at any moment. This is indeed the best way to live. In order to live a life that is both fulfilling and meaningful, it's necessary to have a robust social life. Senior citizens who are cut off from their contemporaries may experience a sense of meaninglessness and purposelessness in their lives. It is possible for the narrow social circle of elderly people who live close to their children to be made worse by the following factors. The inability to obtain transportation. It can be challenging for elderly people to get out and interact with other people if they do not have access to transportation. Constraints of the body. It may be challenging for elderly people to take part in social activities due to the presence of physical constraints. The elderly may be more likely to avoid engaging in social activities due to their fear of being isolated, which may cause them to shun social situations. Senior citizens who live in close proximity to their children should do the following in order to broaden their social circle. Become a member of the local clubs and organizations. Become a volunteer in their local community. Attend the local senior center and take part in the social activities that are offered there. By utilizing technology, you can connect with other people. To lessen the likelihood of experiencing feelings of isolation and loneliness, as well as to enhance their general quality of life, elderly people might take measures to broaden their social circle. Number 4. Loss of privacy. Your privacy may be substantially compromised if you live in close proximity to your children. If you want to have private discussions, entertain friends, or simply enjoy your own space, it could be tough to do so as well. This can be especially difficult for those who place a high importance on their independence and the boundaries they set for themselves. As Epictetus often underlined, freedom is the power to live as we choose. The inability to live according to your own preferences might be substantially hampered by a lack of privacy. Living close to children can result in a loss of privacy in a number of different ways, including the following: continual surveillance. It is possible for elderly people to have the impression that their children are continually watching them, even when they're attempting to have private talks or take pleasure in their own area. Due to the continual presence of family members, it may be difficult to locate a quiet spot to rest or retreat. This can be a problem because personal space is limited. Disapproval of personal connections. Children have the potential to interfere with the personal relationships of their parents, for example, by expressing disapproval of their spouse or friends. Depriving an older person of their right to privacy might have a negative impact on their mental and emotional well-being. Experiencing feelings of intrusion, animosity, and a loss of control might be the result of this. It can be detrimental to an elderly person's sense of self and their capacity to lead a life that is satisfying if they have the impression that they are unable to fully appreciate their own space or engage in private talks. To ensure that their privacy is protected, elderly people who live in close proximity to their children should. Parents should have open and honest conversations with their children about the need for privacy that they have. Establish the limits of their personal space and time in a clear and concise manner. It is important to find strategies to establish a sense of privacy within their home, such as by designating a certain room or space for personal usage within the home. When someone is having difficulty protecting their privacy, it is important to seek support from outside sources such as friends, family members, or specialists. By gaining an appreciation of the significance of privacy and taking measures to safeguard it, elderly people can lead lives that are more satisfying and independent. Number 5. Feeling like a burden. There are a lot of older parents who are concerned about being a burden to their children. When they live in close vicinity to their children, this worry can be made worse, since the children may feel required to give continual care and support for their parents. This might result in feelings of shame and animosity on both sides in the situation. Seneca, a major Stoic philosopher, was quoted as saying, "The wise man is one who knows how to live in accordance with its natural surroundings." A life that is characterized by feelings of guilt and hatred is not in harmony with the natural world. It is possible for senior people who have encountered health problems or who are becoming increasingly dependent on others, to have a particularly intense anxiety of being a burden to themselves and others. They may be concerned that they are infringing on their children's lives and giving them stress and difficulty when they live in close proximity to their offspring. It is possible for this worry to result in emotions of guilt and shame, both of which can have a negative impact on the mental and emotional well-being of the aged person. Additionally, it has the potential to disrupt relationships between parents and children, as youngsters may experience feelings of resentment due to the burden that is being placed on their shoulders. In order to alleviate emotions of guilt and resentment, elderly people who live in close proximity to their offspring should communicate with their children in an open and honest manner about their preferences and requirements. If they are having difficulty coping with feelings of guilt and shame, they should seek support from outside sources such as friends, family members, or specialists. The individual should concentrate on keeping a good mindset and discovering methods to contribute to their family and community. Individuals who are older can improve their overall well-being and build their connections with their children by first gaining a knowledge of the potential sources of guilt and resentment that are connected with living near children, and then taking actions to address those sources. Number 6. Stifled personal growth. Living in close proximity to one's children can be detrimental to one's own personal growth and development. Going outside of your comfort zone and trying new things might be challenging when you are continuously surrounded by people and activities that are comfortable to you. Because of this, your chances of learning new things and discovering more about yourself may be reduced. The words of Epictetus can be found in the following passage: "We should always be ready to change our plans, but never our principles." Personal growth requires a readiness to accept change and new experiences. Living in close proximity to children can lead to a sense of complacency, which makes it simpler to slip into a pattern and avoid taking on new tasks since the atmosphere is so familiar. Consequently, this may restrict your ability to acquire new skills, interact with new people, or investigate new areas of interest. The mental and emotional well-being of an individual can also be negatively impacted when their personal growth is stifled. Boredom, a lack of fulfillment, and even depression are all feelings that can arise when you are not actively engaged in the process of learning and growing. The following are some things that older people who live close to their children should do in order to foster personal growth and development. Individuals should establish goals for themselves and work toward obtaining those goals. In order to acquire new abilities or to make new friends, you need enroll in classes or join clubs. The best way to learn about new cultures is to travel to new countries. Volunteering in their community allows them to give back to the community and make a difference. It is possible for elderly people to lead lives that are more meaningful and gratifying if they actively seek out opportunities for personal growth and development. Number 7. Increased expectations. Spending time in close proximity to one's children can result in increased expectations on both sides. Parents may feel pressured to be more active in their grandchildren's lives, while youngsters may have the misconception that you are always accessible to assist them. These expectations have the potential to lead to feelings of resentment and disrupt relationships. A wise observation made by Marcus Aurelius is that happiness is not a destination, but a journey. By avoiding putting undue pressure on yourself or others, it is essential to establish expectations that are grounded in reality. different manifestations of the increased expectations that come with living in close proximity to children include the following. The expectation that parents will be available at all times to assist with childcare, errands, or other tasks at a moment's notice is something that children may have. There is a possibility that parents will have feelings of pressure to become more active in their grandchildren's life. This may include attending all of their grandchildren's sporting events or providing childcare on a consistent basis. Despite the fact that they do not require financial assistance, children may have the expectation that their parents will supply it for them. Relationships between parents and children might become scarred as a result of these increased expectations, as the children may feel resentful of the demands that are being placed on them. Parents who are unable to live up to the expectations of their children may also experience emotions of guilt and shame as a result of this situation. Individuals who are elderly should do the following in order to prevent having increased expectations and to keep positive connections with their children. Parents should communicate with their children in an open and honest manner about their choices and those constraints. Both the parents and the children should have expectations that are attainable. To avoid overextending themselves, they should put their own health and well-being first. If they are having difficulty meeting the expectations of their children, they should look for support from members of their family, friends, or experts from the outside world. For elderly people, it is possible to retain healthy connections with their offspring and live lives that are more rewarding if they are aware of the possibility of increased expectations and take measures to address such expectations. Number 8. Financial dependence. Financial dependence on offspring can lead to a power imbalance in relationships, making it challenging for elderly people to negotiate conditions or make financial decisions for themselves. A lack of control over their financial future and feelings of uncertainty might result from this situation. Epictetus made the observation that wealth is not measured in money, but in the ability to live a good life. Wealth is not assessed in monetary terms. Independence from one's financial situation is necessary for living a life that is both dignified and free. It is possible for older people to experience a sense of being at the mercy of their offspring when they are financially dependent on such youngsters. Because of this, it may be challenging to negotiate terms for financial help or to make independent judgments regarding financially related matters. Children may have the perception that they are entitled to govern their parents' financial situation, which can result in an elderly person feeling helpless and helpless individuals. The mental and emotional well-being of the elderly can also be negatively impacted by financial dependence. It has the potential to result in feelings of uncertainty, worry, and a decline in one's sense of self-worth. A sense of independence and control over one's life might be diminished in elderly people when they have the perception that they are unable to handle their own financial matters. Senior citizens should do the following to lessen their reliance on financial resources. Developing a financial plan and a budget are both important steps. They should think about downsizing their property or other assets in order to cut down on their expenses. Investigate the various program options offered by the government that can provide financial aid. The best way to assist them in managing their funds is to seek professional financial counsel. Those who are elderly can recover a sense of control over their lives and live more independently if they take measures to lessen their need on financial assistance. Number 9. interference in personal relationships. Living in close proximity to your children can be disruptive to your personal relationships, particularly if your children do not approve of your intimate partner or the people you choose to spend time with. You may have emotions of isolation and a loss of support as a result of this. According to the words of Marcus Aurelius, love is the only thing that can make a person truly happy. Building great relationships with those who love and support you is something that should be prioritized. There is the potential for a large amount of tension and worry to be caused by children who intervene with the personal relationships of their parents through the dissemination of gossip, the making of disparaging comments, or the refusal to connect with their parents' loved ones. Children may attempt to undermine the ties that their parents have with one another. This may cause the older person to have emotions of isolation and loneliness during their latter years. It is also possible for interference in personal relationships to put a strain on the bond between parents and their children. When children make an effort to exert control over the interactions between their parents, it can result in feelings of resentment on both sides of the relationship. Individuals who are elderly should do the following in order to safeguard their personal relationships against interference. They should communicate with their children in an open and honest manner about their dating situations. In terms of their personal relationships, establish and maintain clear limits. It is recommended that individuals who are having interference from their children seek support from outside sources, such as friends, family members, or experts. It is possible for older people to keep their relationships with their loved ones intact and supportive if they take measures to protect their personal relationships. Number 10. Loss of identity. It is possible to lose your sense of identity and become easily defined exclusively by your function as a parent or grandmother if you live in close proximity to your children. Those individuals who have had excellent occupations or hobbies outside of their household life may find this to be an especially difficult situation. Legend has it that Epictetus once said, "The only thing that is truly yours is your character." Having a strong sense of who you are and pursuing your own hobbies and passions is something that should be very essential. It is possible for older people to tend to disregard other elements of their lives that are significant to them if they are continuously focused on their function as parents or grandparents. As a result, one may experience a sensation of emptiness and a loss of purpose. The aged person's mental and emotional well-being may also suffer as a result of the loss of identity, which can have severe consequences. It has the potential to result in feelings of boredom, loneliness, and a decline in one's sense of self-worth. A sense of worth and purpose can be eroded in elderly people when they have the perception that they are no longer valuable or significant in their lives. It is important for elderly people who live close to their children to do the following in order to preserve their strong sense of identity. Participate in activities and pursuits that they find enjoyable. Volunteering in their community allows them to give back to the community and make a difference. Participate in groups or clubs to make connections with people who share your interests. Honor their achievements and take some time to reflect on what they have accomplished. Senior citizens can lead lives that are more satisfying and meaningful if they make an effort to find ways to preserve their sense of identity. Number 11. Increased risk of caregiving burnout. Living close to your children or grandchildren can raise your risk of caregiving burnout, especially if you are responsible for their care. Stress, anxiety, and sadness are all symptoms that can result from the ongoing demands of caregiving, which can be physically and emotionally exhausting. As Seneca had previously suggested, we should take care of our health, as it is the only capital with which we can do anything. It is essential to put your own health and happiness first, and to refrain from depleting yourself beyond your capabilities. Carers can experience burnout when they are unable to cope with the physical, emotional, and psychological demands of their work. This condition is known as caregiver burnout. A wide range of symptoms, including the following, may result from it. There is a possibility that caregivers will endure physical depletion, including fatigue, insomnia, and bodily pain. Caregivers may experience feelings of emotional weariness, including feelings of being emotionally drained and overwhelmed. A variety of negative emotions, including stress, worry, despair, and guilt, can be experienced by caregivers. Because they are frequently the primary caregivers for their family members, older people who live close to their children have an increased risk of caregiving burnout. A hard workload and a lack of leisure for themselves are both potential outcomes of this situation. Elderly people should do the following to lessen the risk of caregiving burnout. You should look for support from outside sources, such as friends, family members, or professionals. During breaks, kids should participate in activities that they find enjoyable. Make their personal health and well-being a top priority by maintaining a nutritious diet, doing regular exercise, and obtaining sufficient amounts of sleep. Participate in a support group catered to caregivers. Elderly people can maintain their own well-being and offer better care for their loved ones if they take measures to decrease the risk of caregiving burnout. Number 12. Difficulty adapting to change. It might be challenging to adapt to change when you live close to your kids. The process of adjusting to a new routine might be difficult if your children move away or if they go through substantial life changes. Because of this, one could experience feelings of loss and confusion. A quote attributed to Marcus Aurelius states that everything changes with time. You too will do the same. It is essential to be open to change and flexible in one's approach. It can be challenging for elderly people to adapt to change when they have been accustomed to a specific routine or lifestyle. This is especially true when those changes affect their children, either because they're moving away or because they are going through substantial life changes. Anxiety, feelings of loss, and uncertainty are all possible outcomes that might result from the challenge of adapting to change. When their children move away or when their lives change, elderly people may experience a sense of loss where they feel as though they are losing a part of themselves. For elderly people who have a strong emotional connection to their offspring, this can be a very difficult situation to deal with. The following are some things that older people should do to boost their ability to adapt to change. Keep your attention on the here and now. It is better to concentrate on the here and now rather than obsessing on the past. Consider change to be an opportunity for personal development. Consider the potential to learn new things and broaden your horizons that change presents to you. In order to provide both emotional and practical help, it is important to establish a network of support consisting of friends and family members. Seek the assistance of a trained professional if you are having difficulty adapting to change. It is possible for elderly people to better navigate the obstacles of life and live lives that are more rewarding if they cultivate a positive attitude toward change. Number 13. Limited opportunities for travel and adventure. While living close to your children, you may find that your possibilities for travel and adventure are restricted. When you're responsible for the care of your grandchildren or for providing support to your children, it may be challenging for you to take extended journeys or fulfill your aspirations of traveling. Epictetus made the observation that life is short and art is long. It is essential to make the most of your time and to pursue the things that you are passionate about. It may be challenging for senior people to travel and discover new locations due to the duties that come with family life. It is possible that you will feel compelled to remain in close proximity to your residence if you are responsible for the care of your grandchildren or for providing support to your children. Your opportunities for travel and adventure may be restricted as a result of this. If you have limited options for travel and adventure, it might have a negative impact on your mental and emotional well-being. Through travel, one can get new experiences, widen their perspectives, and experience a reduction in stress. When older people are unable to travel, they may have feelings of isolation and a lack of satisfying experiences. Consider the following in order to expand your options for travel and adventure. It is important to plan short visits that are both feasible and economical. Finding travel companions who are able to share the responsibility of attending to children or other obligations is essential. You may stay in touch with your loved ones and friends even when you are away by utilizing technology. Setting your personal health and well-being as a top priority and creating time for activities that you take pleasure in. If you want to live a life that is more meaningful and rewarding, you should take the necessary efforts to enhance the number of possibilities you have for travel and adventure. Before making a decision, it is essential to give careful consideration to the potential negatives. Even though living close to one's children would appear to be a natural choice for many elderly people, you are able to make an educated decision that is beneficial to your well-being and independence if you have a thorough awareness of the advantages and disadvantages of living in close proximity to one another.